Now back to E-Trade On Air with your host, Jonathan Honig, and WebFN news anchor, Tom Hudson.
Special edition here of E-Trade On Air, an extended edition at that, 17 minutes past the hour. Tragedy continuing to develop in lower Manhattan and in Washington, D.C. We have just amazing scenes now being beamed to the world. We have two planes. We'll start at the beginning. Two planes smashing into both twin towers on the World Trade Center in lower Manhattan, New York, United States of America here. Happened the first plane about hitting the North Tower of the World Trade Center just about 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. 18 minutes later, a second plane hitting the South Tower of the World Trade Center organization. Then just about 45 minutes later, right around 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that South Tower collapsed. 110 stories, 1,300 feet of steel, glass, concrete collapsing to the ground in the financial district in lower Manhattan. We have one report that one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center in New York was American Airlines Flight 1111. This flight was scheduled to go from Logan International Airport in Boston, Massachusetts, to Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, in Los Angeles, California, according to a spokesperson for American's Flight Attendant Union, speaking with Reuters News. The spokeswoman says she was in a meeting with American officials in Texas, which is where American Airlines is headquartered, and said if this plane was full, it was a Boeing 767, the configuration normally on these 767s in coach, two seats, then aisle, three seats, an aisle, two more seats, seven seats to each aisle. If this plane was full, it would carry 158 passengers. That would include two pilots and 9 or 10 flight attendants. Now, there's no reports if this plane, in fact, had anyone on board other than perhaps the hijacker. We just don't know that right now. That's what's happening in New York. In Washington, reports of a fire and of some mysterious plane perhaps crashing into the Pentagon in suburban Washington, D.C., which is the center for the United States Defense Department, the United States military. Also reports of a small fire on the southwest corner of the old executive office building at the White House in Washington, D.C. The Sears Tower in Chicago has not been impacted whatsoever other than it has been evacuated. We have exchanges in Chicago and in New York, Jonathan. Really, the financial trading world, to some degree, has shut down.
Absolutely, Tom. And before we saw the Merck and the Board of Trade here in Chicago, both the bond market and the euro dollars, which is those short-term interest rates, close up sharply higher. The gold market before it closed, at least is in terms of NYMEX trading, also higher. Let's bring in Wes Walker to the conversation. Wes is at the Bridge trading floor in St. Louis. He joins us now. Wes, what's going on from your perspective right now?
Well, obviously it's a terrible tragedy, and I don't think it's over with yet. We did see the futures obviously trade a lot lower. As an investing standpoint, obviously this is secondary to what's really gone on with a human tragedy, but as an investing point of view, you have to look at it this way. It's not going to continue to drop the markets for weeks and weeks and weeks. This is usually a short-term effect, and I'm not downplaying what kind of tragedies we have seen and what we're going to find out what the real numbers of fatalities are, but it's not going to be a month, two-month, three-month slide just because of this one event. Generally, these things tend to work itself financially in the marketplace a lot quicker.
Wes, I want to mention, you know, absolutely the human tragedy is the question here, but we're seeing at least trade come to a virtual standstill. I mean, I'm seeing an occasional quote come through from the third market on some OTC stocks, and just to give you a hint, like Sun Microsystems yesterday, which closed at $10.30, now quoted at $10 on very, very light volume. Are you seeing anything trading from your perspective, any of the international markets? I mean, what do you watch on a day like this?
Not at all. We just have to be glued to what is really going on with these attacks, and that's really the first and foremost. I haven't seen any kind of trading or any kind of quotes too much. Everything is at a standstill, like you said, and I would anticipate you might see some type of movement in these quotes a little bit later on once we figure out and feel that this is beyond behind us.
Wes, it's Hudson here. You know, the human tragedy, of course, is just beginning to come out and will continue to come out over the next several hours and several days and several months. You know, you're a trader yourself. They're based in St. Louis at the Bridge trading floor. I'm sure you have plenty of right. colleagues and friends in Manhattan. Have you been able to speak with any of them?
No. All phone lines have been cut off, obviously, for the last 2 hours or hour and a half, however long it's been. And also, you can't get any kind of cell service there. So I do have a lot of people that I've known for years. Actually, people that worked in the World Trade Center, and I'm waiting to hear. Actually, Bridge has an office there, and from what I understand, most of the people are all accounted for, and they all got out, thank God, and we're still waiting to hear more.
That's good to know. We should point out one of the news partners of WebFN is Bridge News, and they do have an office in the World Financial Center, which is actually across the West End Highway there of the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center. Have you ever seen anything like this at all, Wes?
No, absolutely not.
This is just, honestly,
it looks like a movie, but it's just so sad, and we're not going to really realize what actually happened until the very end. I mean, obviously, we know that a couple of planes were hijacked and they were run into these buildings, but we just don't know.
Wes, do you at all feel, do you have a sense of safety from where you're standing? I mean, you get a sense of whoever's propagating these attacks, of what type of targets they're looking at? I mean, from the bridge trading floor in St. Louis, do you have any fear from your vantage point?
No, not fear for our own safety out here, obviously, but it's obvious that they wanted to hit big targets that were obviously well-known to the world. And what is America? It's capitalism. That's why they hit the World Trade Center. It's defense and strength, which is the Pentagon. So I would anticipate that if anything else would happen, you got to be careful in your cities across America, such as Chicago and Los Angeles.
Wes, be safe today, okay?
All right,
and in the future, Wes Walker at the bridge trading floor in New York. Let's go to WebFN Steve Ruxton, who joins us now in studio. Steve, what can you tell us?
Thank you very much, Tom. A little bit earlier today, we were talking about how there were differing reports coming in, groups saying that they were responsible for the bombing of the World Trade Center and also what has happened with the Pentagon and the nation's capital. The Radical Democratic Front of the Palestine Liberation Organization getting some of the credit, or at least taking some of the credit. We are now getting reports that that is not the case, and Yasser Arafat, who is the head of the Palestine Liberation Organization, coming out a moment ago, about 10 minutes ago, saying, basically, we did not have anything to do with this. We decry the terrorism in the United States, and we will do anything we can to bring whoever is responsible to justice. So very interesting. Yasser Arafat coming out saying, basically, we did not do this.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. As we were cautioning our listeners here, Steve, whenever tragedies like this happen, whenever apparent acts of terrorism like this happen, several groups may want to kind of steal the media limelight and come forward and claim responsibility. So we'll just have to wait for some kind of confirmation from news media organizations and, for that matter, from federal investigators. Certainly the FBI is involved. The Federal Aviation Administration is involved in this. The Defense Department, the Pentagon, the United States military is involved in all of this as well.
Interesting, too, about intelligence activities, particularly at the CIA. I heard a report a little bit earlier. Of course, obviously, the intelligence community has lots of sources all out of the world,
sure.
And you can be sure that they are very busy right now. Just as kind of a side note, of course, we got the very sad news about 20 to 25 minutes ago that yet another plane, a 737, hit the base of the South Tower and collapsed that tower. I did a little
bit of research. Is that what
happened?
We did not hear that.
Yeah, it was another airplane. Of course, we have told you already, or I'm sure that you did, the two commercial airliners coming from Logan International Airport. It was flight number 11, by the way.
Right, American Airlines flight from Logan to LAX.
To LAX. Hit the towers, of course, earlier this morning, and then about 25 minutes ago, I mean, if you look at the skyline of New York, you see one tower standing,
but
believe it or not.
You're saying reports have it as a 737,
yeah,
a Boeing passenger jet, and a smaller plane, although, but still a very large plane that usually carries about more than 100 people or so, hit the base of the South Tower, and that actually collapsed the South Tower.
Yeah, that has been confirmed. We don't know if the flight was hijacked or whatever, or if anyone other than the pilots were on board. But again, that collapsed the South Tower. And looking at some of the information on these towers, both 110 feet tall, or 110
stories
tall,
right.
I should say, 1,360 feet tall, about 150,000 visitors a day, if you put workers and visitors to the tower, go in and out of these towers per day. And again, the South Tower collapsing to the streets in Manhattan. And earlier, when this first event occurred, when the two planes hit about 18 minutes apart, they had cordoned off streets around the area. It is really not known yet how much damage was caused by the South Tower collapsing into the streets.
Just a phenomenal, unbelievable sight there in New York. Steve Ruxton, thanks for joining us.
Guys, we know that all airline flights have been grounded. And in fact, we're now getting a report that the FAA is saying that all international flights coming into the U.S. will be diverted to Canada. And SAS Airlines is already saying that four of their flights have been diverted to Canada. So no one coming in at this point, Tom, as you know, there's no sense of who might be driving these planes.
Yeah, just an amazing story developing. And in terms of the financial world, which we just want to take a peek at here today, is really it is the secondary story when something like this happens. The stock markets in the United States not open here. The New York Stock Exchange delayed indefinitely beyond its scheduled open time, which was just about 1 hour ago. We have the NASDAQ, which had delayed its opening first until 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now a spokeswoman saying that it will be delayed until 11:30 Eastern Daylight Time, which is just about 1 hour from now. Let's talk to Dr. John Najarian here, big options player, a well-known options player here in Chicago. John, thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure, Tom, although I'm sorry this is the reason that I'm on.
It leaves you speechless when you see what's happening in New York.
Sure it does. As you guys have reported, a number of big Wall Street firms are located in those towers, and of course the premium addresses are the ones up high. I know Cantor Fitzgerald and a bunch of the folks that we do business with every day are up there, and our prayers go out to those guys, because from the looks of the initial crash, it looked like it wiped out or certainly put a lot of people in heavy, heavy smoke from about 80th floor on up. And then, of course, the second tower with the second hit and then eventual collapse, whether it was a third aircraft or not. What we were hearing, Tom...
If I'm looking at live video right now, John, it appears that...
Both towers.
Perhaps maybe this north tower is collapsing as we speak right before our eyes.
That's what it looks like from the view that I'm seeing here.
It appears to be at least the top third of half the building now has fallen of the north tower of the World Trade Center. Both towers now have collapsed.
Well, the real danger, of course, beyond the explosions and the smoke was the heat, and you just couldn't get enough water up there, I'm sure, to cool that thing down. And you get metal to a certain point, and it is going to buckle. And like I say, I'm going to guess that when the first tower went down, we might have seen tens of thousands of people go down in that.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, I'm sure that people have been trying to leave that building for quite some time. But the really scary thing also is all the rumors that are swirling around, and some of them that caused the abandonment of the CBOE and some of the other buildings here in town, were that there were six planes hijacked, and so far only confirmed three that have been used in terrorist acts so far.
John, I wanted to ask you the name where your offices are located for Mercury Trading and some of the other enterprises you're involved in. What is the name of that tower? I believe it's One Financial Plaza.
One Financial Place, and for that reason, Jonathan, we abandoned it as well.
Yeah.
A lot of the biggest trading firms, Susquehanna, TFM, ourselves, we employ a little over 70 people, and we took all of them off the floor, sent them home, because I can't imagine that there can be any trading today.
No.
And given the spectacle in New York right now, it's just pretty horrific. I can't imagine that people would want to trade in the United States. I mean, I notice the Xetra DAX is down over 5%. And I think the European markets will definitely just get hammered on this. So will the Japanese market, and we won't probably trade for at least a day. And I'll be surprised, guys, if we can trade tomorrow.
If we even open tomorrow, yeah.
Given what's going on in New York right now, I don't know how you're going to get people on and off the island.
John, I want to ask you about what may happen when trading does resume, perhaps later this week, when it does. Just stick on the line if you have a moment. We want to go back to New York and Midtown. Kate Bonner at D-Trade Center joins us now. Kate, both twin towers of the World Trade Center now are no longer standing.
Yes, well, Tom, I just popped upstairs. Just to give a little perspective, I'm here at the corner of 55th and Madison in Midtown Manhattan, again, about 50 blocks north of the carnage that it was Wall Street. I went out and spoke to some people, and when all the smoke clears and all the footage clears, it becomes about people.
Yeah.
And I was just speaking with a man who was on his cell phone absolutely crying. His name's Ronald Bowie. His sister works for a sugar trader. As you know, the sugar is traded in one of the World Trade Center buildings, and just in tears knowing that she was indeed on the floor when this happened. And
only hope when they evacuated that perhaps those traders and those loved ones were all able to get out get out in time.
One can only hope. He didn't seem to have a lot at the time, but people, again, watching from the plasma screens here at E-Trade Center, the footage coming across Lower Manhattan, Tom, is unrecognizable right now. It is just a cloud of smoke. Well, those two buildings that were always, you know, they were just the skyline of New York.
It was a bookend to the skyline there on, you know, when you looked at a picture of New York from New Jersey on the right-hand side, you had the two twin towers, 110 stories tall, over 1,300 feet tall. There at the far right-hand side, right, just north of Battery Park there on the lower side of Manhattan. And now both towers, the North and South Tower, we're talking, you know, a combined 220 stories of concrete, steel, and glass now have kind of collapsed.
I want to jump in, guys. We are getting some quotes from overseas. Oil prices, at least quoted overseas and in Europe, are up $4 U.S., and gold prices now up almost $15, Tom.
John Najarian, you still with us, John?
Yes, sir.
Real quick, you know, you mentioned who knows when the equity markets are going to be able to open up again on Wall Street. When they do, though, and we don't want to put the cart in front of the horse here, though. Speaking with Wes Walker at the Bridge Trading Floor in St. Louis, said that some with experiences in the equity markets with these kinds of perceived or alleged acts of terrorism or times of world strife and political strife and war, how do the markets normally try to digest this kind of news?
Well, in the past, what we've seen, Tom, is that we will get sort of a rallying cry. We got it in the last one I can recall was the Persian Gulf War, mm-hmm. when we saw the Iranian troops massing and so forth, the Iraqi troops, I'm sorry, massing and going against Kuwait, and then realizing we were going to be pulled into that war. We had the initial sell-off when the unknown factor of what's going to happen next, and that's the issue here, is the fear factor right now is what's going to drive the market down. If we have a day or so to sort it out, I would not be surprised, Tom, to see us start to rally, as it almost becomes a patriotic thing.
We saw
a lot of traders putting American flags on their jackets during the Gulf War. I think you'll see the same thing going forward.
John, we got to run our prayers and wishes for your loved ones and colleagues in New York as well.
Be safe, John.
John Najarian of 1010 Wall Street and Mercury Trading here in Chicago, an options player. Again, two planes crashing into the World Trade Center 90 minutes after both of those plane crashes into the Twin Towers. Both towers have now collapsed to the ground in Lower Manhattan in New York City. Watching some footage, really, of the ground as the buildings collapsed, it looks like a war zone.
Tom,
it does look like a war zone.
The thing I keep going back to is, though, it doesn't look like the plane at the top explode. You know, people said, you know, the plane crashed into the top, but it doesn't look as if that what has caused the actual explosion, the actual collapse of the buildings.
Greg Valliere joins us now from Schwab Research Group in Washington. Greg, welcome into the show. It's Tom Hudson here.
Sure.
Thanks for taking some quick time out here. Just an incredible tragedy, of course, continues to develop there in New York. Just your kind of gut reaction of what's happened.
Well, I think the country's at war. I think the first reaction should be a remorse for probably thousands of people who have died in the last 2 hours. I think it may be hasty to draw conclusions because after Oklahoma City, a lot of the snap conclusions were incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a massive United States retaliation would be appropriate.
Do you think, I mean, it's difficult to tell right now, but, you know, we have the situation with the World Trade Center towers in New York and, of course, reports of explosions in mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. as well.
A car bomb, Tom, this is just coming through, has exploded at the State Department.
In the mm-hmm. State Department, which has been in the process of being evacuated.
Right.
This type of perceived, alleged, concerted effort, if in fact all of these are related, what does this say about American intelligence gathering processes throughout the country and worldwide?
Well, we were caught unaware. It may have been orchestrated by a very small group of people, maybe no more than a few dozen. But again, I think that it is not an exaggeration to say that the United States is at war.
If, in fact, that is true, and you know, President Bush has made just a small statement, and we have seen some video of Air Force One taking off from Sarasota, Florida. No word on where, in fact, the president may be headed, or if, in fact, the president was on board that plane. As your position as chief strategist there at the Schwab Research Group, what does this tell us, and where does this direction kind of lead us for the equity markets when they do eventually open up, perhaps in a few days, if not maybe a week or so?
I really think that it's right now incalculable. Mm-hmm. And again, I think the main focus should be on the thousands of people who are dead now.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, down the road, I think that it's going to have an inhibiting, chilling effect on the way all of us lead our lives. I think that all of us will remember this day until the day we die, and I think it's going to change the behavior of the entire country.
No doubt about it. Well, Greg, our prayers and best wishes to you and your family and your colleagues there in Washington and in New York.
Thank you.
Greg Valliere, chief strategist with Schwab Research Group in Washington. Brett Steenbarger joins us now. He's been counseling some of the immediate victims in this aftermath. Brett, where are you located, first of all?
Well, I'm in Syracuse, New York, and actually I haven't been counseling the victims, but I've been talking with family members of people who apparently were affected, and there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear.
Sure. What are those family members telling you about what may have happened or what they experienced?
Well, apparently there were a few people who were on a training session down in Lower Manhattan, and so they have been party to all the sights and the sounds and the chaos, and no one's moving. It's gridlock and just not knowing exactly what's happening or what will happen next.
Right.
And I think that's really what's affecting them emotionally.
Have you spoken to victims? You can't say tragedies like this, because I've never seen tragedies like this. I've never reported on one in many, many years of reporting. But speaking with victims of similar tragedies, what do they tell you, and what do their families tell you after the fact?
Yeah, you have to go to incidents like Columbine or at an individual level when you talk to people who have survived things like house fires and severe car accidents. You know, the initial reaction is just plain shock.
Yeah.
You know, the mind can't process that. And in fact, there's neuropsychological research that suggests we process these kind of traumas very differently from everyday events.
We're watching just real quick here some live coverage from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. now of black smoke billowing out from, I can't tell if this is the Pentagon itself or one of the accompanying buildings, but we are seeing some golden flames from the roof, and had been reports of a separate attack on the Pentagon. Also reports of a fire near the White House and near the Mall, which is where the Smithsonian is located in Washington, D.C., and reports of a possibility of a car bomb near the State Department. You mentioned just how people react initially to this as shock, and I'm sure that's what all of us are quite feeling, you know, listening to this and watching this, let alone those who are experiencing it. But here on the show, you know, we, of course, pay a lot of attention to the financial markets, which have basically been shut down and closed today. And what does something like this do to, not to a trader, but to an investor, to someone who has a 401k plan, someone who has, you know, their IRAs wrapped up in stocks and bonds, to the confidence of the markets?
Well, I think it's going to have a real impact. I mean, Europe's not shut down, and Europe's down 4, 5, 6% as I'm looking at my screen right now. And that gives you some indication of how our markets may open. And I think part of the problem is that we've already been in a correction mode. We've already been in a downturn. People have already taken a hit and, in fact, have been talking to me about that. And if we do go down 4, 5, 6%, then that is going to look like we've taken out the April lows.
Right.
And now it looks like more of a secular bear market. And so you have some perceptions feeding on that that could lead to more of a capitulation.
Times of war, and again, you know, I posed this question to a couple of traders earlier, both Wes Walker at the Bridge Trading Floor in St. Louis and John Nigerian, based here in Chicago, an options trader. And I said, you know, in times of war, Persian Gulf War back in February 93, when the North Tower of the World Trade Center was exploded in the garage with the car bomb, you know, how do the markets react and what can we expect here? And what they told me here, Brett, is that, listen, there may be a sell-off initially, but there can be a lot of patriotism, quite frankly, kind of rush into the markets as traders and investors want to kind of show the world that America still has it.
Well, that could well be, and people may also think they can pick up a bargain. If there is any coordinated group that stabilizes markets, as has been reported, this surely would be a time they'd come in and force. And so I'm not sure I would be shorting an open here.
Guys, we're getting some reports, Brett, it's Jonathan, we're getting some reports of some action in the overseas markets. The Caracas Stock Exchange has suspended trading after the terrorist attacks here in the U.S.
That's in Venezuela.
The DAX is still open. It is now down almost 7%. The IBEX, which I believe is the Spanish, the top 35.
That's right, in Madrid.
Right, in Madrid is off almost 5%. The CAC 40 is off almost 5%. Total FINA is the only stock which is actually higher on that exchange. Of course, that's in response to the oil prices, which we have a quote of them being up as much as $4.
Wow.
The FTSE's off by almost 3% now, Tom. So the markets that are still open are selling off.
And you mentioned that Amsterdam had closed early as well after a 5% sell-off.
Yeah, that's what we had gotten in terms of our report.
An unconfirmed report of another building collapsing in western Pennsylvania. Don't know exactly where this may be involved. Philadelphia is in eastern Pennsylvania, and Pittsburgh, to some degree, is in the center of the state. This is in western Pennsylvania. Don't know if this is involved at all.
Well, Pittsburgh's toward the west.
That's true.
Yeah,
another report here, unconfirmed, that a large plane went down in western Pennsylvania. That's all I've got right now,
Wow.
Bob. So just,
And so what's happening is it's an ongoing series of events. In other words, it wasn't just one plane that did one thing at one time. You're getting now follow-up reports of car bombs and other things that may be going down.
Right.
And so it's that ongoing sense of insecurity, not knowing what's going to come next, that really affects people.
Brett, help us out here. Outside, the hearts and our prayers, best wishes. The human tragedy
Absolutely.
And the human toll here cannot be underestimated. For those of us who are lucky enough not to be somehow directly or indirectly involved in this tragedy, we certainly are involved as U.S. citizens. If you're listening on your computer here in the United States or even abroad, help us. How do we process this information and the stories that are going to come out for the next year or so?
Well, that's exactly what you want to be doing is processing it in a very explicit way. And what you notice is you go around offices. I've been in several office buildings so far this morning already, and people are talking about it. They are processing it in a very explicit way. As I mentioned, traumatic events are processed by the brain very differently from normal everyday events. We have a lower brain structure called the amygdala that mediates stress responses. And these kind of traumatic incidents leave an imprint. And that's what causes the flashbacks in traumatic stress. And so by trying to mediate these things in a more rational way, by talking them out, by venting feelings, that certainly is an initial way of coping.
I want to jump in here once again, guys. The Bovespa has suspended trading for the rest of the day.
That's in Brazil.
And the London Stock Exchange is being evacuated.
We also have the London Stock Exchange being evacuated, as you just mentioned. The mayor in Chicago, Mayor Richard Jaley, is talking about emergency precautions here in Chicago. The Sears Tower has been evacuated. This may come off as curt. It is still standing, quite frankly. We have both World Trade Center towers in Lower Manhattan have collapsed. Brett, we got to run. We do appreciate your time so much this morning.
Okay. My heart goes out to everyone affected. Thanks
Absolutely.
For having me.
Absolutely. Brett Steenbarger is a market psychologist
clinical
psychologist in Syracuse, New York. Let's bring you up to date real quick about what we know
Tom,
here,
what
Jonathan.
A morning.
I'm telling you.
What a morning. I'm shaken. I'm absolutely shaken.
I know you've got friends and family in New York. I have plenty of colleagues that live and work in Lower Manhattan.
The WebFN offices. Actually, I have to tell you, I got an email. UK Press Association is just coming through. UK Press Association is saying that part of the Pentagon has collapsed. A hijacked plane is heading towards the Pentagon. Second attack feared. This is from an FBI official. Tom, this is going on as we speak.
Well, I'll have continuing coverage here at E-Trade on air at the Media Center with our market flashes throughout the day. And, of course, for continuing coverage, just flip over to the streaming news at WebFN. You can flip that streaming news here at the Media Center or at the direct website at WebFN.com. In fact, I'll be over there in just a matter of moments and updating some folks about what's going on here. It seems to be, some kind of concerted alleged terrorist act here against the United States. We want to say alleged, as there's been no group that has stepped forward to take responsibility or no explanation as of yet that really has been able to be put forward to what has happened. But here's what we know. Here are just the facts. Both towers of the World Trade Center building complex in Lower Manhattan, New York City, 110 stories each, more than 1,300 feet above the ground. Each one stands right next door to one another. Both of those buildings hit by airplanes. One of those hit by a Boeing 767 passenger jet, which may have been hijacked from Boston Logan International Airport on its way to Los Angeles International Airport. It was American Airlines Flight 11, Flight 11. No word on if any passengers were on board. That plane smashed and sliced into the top third of the South Tower of the World Trade Center. The South Tower collapsed entirely 45 minutes later. 15 minutes after that, the North Tower collapsed entirely. Both towers are no longer standing in New York City. We have in Washington, D.C., a portion of the Pentagon reportedly collapsing. This, the center of the United States military and the Defense Department. We have a car bomb allegedly right outside the State Department.
And Tom, this is also just coming through. CNBC is reporting that a large plane has crashed in western Pennsylvania.
That's right. Just talking about that, as a matter of fact. And stories of a small fire near the old executive office building near the White House, and fire as well in the Smithsonian Mall in Washington, D.C. Needless to say, the tertiary story at this point is the equity markets, which have been closed down both in New York and in Chicago. Bond markets closed, commodities markets closed, equities markets closed, very little trading on the electronic communications network. We have gold spiking up, crude oil on the international market spiking up, and the dollar is moving as well on some of those international currency markets.
Tom, we pray for all the families and people involved here, and we'll be back tomorrow, of course, with another show to update you on what's happening, but at this point looks like there will be nothing trading, at least for the foreseeable future.
Thoughts and prayers with all of those involved in this tragedy. We will be back tomorrow with the latest news. Thanks for listening.
Before we go, our lawyers wanted us to tell you a few things about this show. The opinions expressed on E-Trade On Air are those of our contributors and not necessarily those of E-Trade Group Incorporated. Please keep in mind that these opinions do not constitute investment advice or recommendations from E-Trade Securities or E-Trade Group. Not all investments or investment strategies are suitable for all customers. Before you transact, get the facts. Do your research before you make any investment decision. This has been a production of E-Trade Group Incorporated. Copyright 2001. All rights reserved.